What's up, nooffseason.com fam? This is Paul Hickey. Welcome to a new show here on the Sports Card Strategy feed, our weekly hockey card market update, coming to you every Thursday on the nooffseason.com Sports Card Network. Brought to you, of course, by nooffseason.com, the number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at nooffseason.com. Let's jump right into the hockey card market update, starting with most volume, all cards, raw or graded, over the last 14 days. Six of the top cards are Connor Bedard cards. Anointed as the face of the NHL before even hitting the ice, he has lived up to the hype. Bedard is leading all rookies with 58 points, despite missing 14 games with a broken jaw, clocking in at the number one card based on sales volume in the last 14 days, selling 398 times. Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck number 451 Young Guns Base Raw, 398 times for an average sale price of $487. Last sale, $422 yesterday, April 3rd. Down 17%. Leo Carlson, guys, the number two pick in the 2023 NHL draft. His Upper Deck Young Guns Base 468 is selling raw for an average of $22.60 over the last 14 days, selling 270 times. Leo Carlson is the only card in the top five that is not a Connor Bedard card. All right, switching gears over to graded cards, graded only. No surprise here, Bedard's 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns Base 451 in PSA 10 is a pop 763. That is the number one selling graded card by sales volume in the last 14 days. 80 sales of that card sold yesterday for $1,380 on April 3rd. Average sale price, though, over the last 14 days, $1,770. That card is down 46.1%. Very interesting. In PSA 9, pop 263, 54 sales of that card in the last 14 days. That's the number two card, selling for an average sale price of $626. We've got Kirill Kaprizov, Luke Hughes, Lucas Raymond, Moritz Seider, Jack Hughes, Brock Faber, Quinn Hughes, all clocking in with their Young Guns base cards by sales volume, selling for 18 times or more in the last 14 days. What's interesting here is Austin Matthews, 2016 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10, pop 3440, sold 17 times over the last 14 days for an average sale price of $1,200, up 5.4%. All right, let's go over to PSA 10s over the last 14 days by sales volume. Similar pattern here, guys. Obviously, Bedard Young Guns PSA 10 at number one. We talked about Austin Matthews Young Guns PSA 10 out of 2016 a minute ago, giving you an idea of what Bedard's Young Guns could be selling for a few years from now. Let's take a look at Connor McDavid. His 2015 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10 is pop 2830. It sold 9 times in the last 14 days for an average sale price of $2,620. Last sale, $2,750. That is up 4.2%. Let's move over into our different category here. This is the top dollar sales amount in the last 14 days. Just need one sale to get into this category. Connor McDavid, 2015 Fleer Showcase Precious Metal Gem out of Metal Universe. This is a green PMG out of 10 in BGS 8.5. Sold for $52,500 on March 30th. Guy Lafleur, 1971 OPG, 148 base PSA 10, only a pop 6, sold for $26,800 on March 30th. Wayne Gretzky, This is the grail card for a lot of people in the hobby. 1979 OPG 18 base in PSA 8.5, sold for $24,600 on March 21st. A Sidney Crosby, let's not forget about Sidney Crosby, one of the modern goats, his 2005 Upper Deck The Cup, which is a set that is very, very popular in the hockey hobby. The Cup, 180 rookie patch auto out of 99, graded in just a PSA 6, pop 6, sold for $24,500 on March 24th. Ken Dryden, 1971 OPG, number 45 base, PSA 10. The goalie for the Canadiens back in the 70s, sold for $22,000 on March 30th. And then Gretzky, the great one, the OPG base 1979 and PSA 8, sold for $14,100 on March 31st. A couple McDavid the Cups sold in BGS 9.5. The honorable numbers autograph relics out of 97 sold for $13,700 on March 31st. Let's go over to the category that qualifies these top sales a little bit more, cards that have sold five or more times, right? So top sales prices with five or more sales in the last 14 days, showing a little bit more liquidity here. The number one card in this category sold seven times in the last 14 days. Alexander Ovechkin, 2005 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10, pop 1204, sold on March 31st for $3,480. As of March 29th, everybody, Ovechkin is 46 goals away from matching Gretzky's all-time mark of 894 goals and 47 away from taking place by himself on the all-time goals list. For his career, Ovechkin is averaging 0.6 goals per game, meeting at that rate. He would score 50 goals in an 82-game season, a feat that Ovechkin is familiar with. He won't break the record this year, but if he's healthy and he's able to produce, it looks like he could pass Gretzky at some point next season. His contract with Washington does not expire until 2026, when he will be 41 years old. So look for that Ovechkin card to potentially rise in value when he does break the Great One's record. All right, now let's go to a different category. This would be our modern category, cards from 2012 through present that have sold for 10 or more times over the last 14 days, percentage price increase. So these are our top risers with 10 or more sales in the last 14 days. Alexi Lafreniere, Young Guns 2020 base PSA 9 is up 88.4%. This is up $23. Dawson Mercer, also a Young Guns base PSA 9 from 2021, up 33%, $2.56 increase. Moritz Seider, 2021 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10, pop 3240, is up $11. That's 21.2%. Jack Hughes, 2019 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 9, up 20.3%. That is up $21.89. And Connor Bedard, his 2023 OPG Marquee Rookies PSA 10 pop 50, is up $33 over the last 14 days. That's 11.3%. Let's take a look at the biggest fallers in the same category, modern 2012 through present hockey cards with 10 or more sales in the last 14 days. Biggest faller, guys, the same card that was number one and number two in the first two categories we talked about. That's right. The number one card in the hockey hobby right now by sales volume, Connor Bedard, 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 10, is down actually 46.1%, followed by Quentin Byfield, 2021 Upper Deck Young Guns base PSA 9, is down 38.5%, down $10. Everybody, that Young Guns card clearly is the card to own in the hockey hobby, the everyman's rookie card. Thanks for joining us on the weekly hockey card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a five-star review on your favorite podcast app, And as always, stay tuned for our full episodes Monday and Wednesday of Sports Card Strategy and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Everybody, stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take Sports Card School now. Sports Card School is a safe place for newbies, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial today at nooffseason.com to learn our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life.